Dragon Ball Supercard Game Fusion World 2026 Booster Sets, The Complete Buyer's Guide. Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Dragon Ball Supercard Game Fusion World's 2026 booster releases Saiyan's Pride FB08, Dual Evolution FB09, and Cross Force FB10 each bring distinct mechanics and leader cards that shape the tournament metagame. Cross Force is the hot drop with Vegito Evolution synergies and Genkidama mechanics. Dual Evolution dominates with Super Alt-Art Gogeta variants. Saiyan's Pride builds aggressive Saiyan decks. Okay, but have you seen asterisk the Fusion World set right now? June 2026 just dropped Cross Force and the energy shift is real. The meta's exploding with Vegito combos, Gohan recursion loops, and these controller decks that absolutely lock down the board. Whether you're ripping boxes for that Super Alt-Art Vegito or building a tournament-ready Kidku list, this format is chef's kiss, clean, fast, and rewarding. The new starter deck bundles are built serious this time around, too, so even if you're fresh to Dragon Ball TCGs, you can pick up a deck and start competing immediately. The Fusion World line keeps delivering with gorgeous art, elegant mechanics, and actual format diversity. Saiyan's Pride gave us the aggressive shell, Dual Evolution perfected the fusion synergies, and Cross Force just opened the color mechanic floodgates. Whether you want sealed, constructed, or just love the anime, there's a price point and playstyle here for everyone. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What's Dragon Ball Fusion World and why should you care? Dragon Ball Super Card Game, Fusion World is Bandai's new TCG that dropped in 2024 and asterisk exploded in the competitive scene by 2026. It's a two-player head-to-head game where you bring your leader card down from 8 health to 0. The beauty is simplicity. Every turn has three phases: charge, main, offense. Your deck runs battle cards, characters, and extra cards, spells, support, and you win through smart resource management, combo chains, or raw damage. The format rewards both tempo and control archetypes equally, which keeps the meta fresh. Unlike older Dragon Ball TCGs, Fusion World's energy system is clean asterisk. You charge one energy per turn, play cards, then attack. No confusing timings, no stack nonsense, just Dragon Ball battles that feel like the anime. The art is gorgeous, the anime tie-ins are constant, and the competitive scene is thriving with weekly tournaments and regional events. If you love Dragon Ball and want a TCG that actually respects your time, this is it. The 2026 booster sets explained which one's right for you. Saiyan's Pride FB08 December 2025 release that centers on Saiyan power and awakening mechanics. This set gave the format aggressive Bardock shells, powerful Vegeta control decks, and the foundational Goku variants that still asterisk hit tournaments. If you love fast, synergistic aggro or want to learn the format with proven archetypes, this is your pick. Dual Evolution FB09, March 2026 drop with 5 new leader cards built around Gogeta fusion mechanics and awakening synergies. The 3 secret rare cards, Gogeta variants, all have super alt-art versions that are frame-perfect asterisk collectibles. This set perfected the fusion combo game, Veku confusion locks, Gogeta, BR power boosts, ultra-synergistic support cards. It's the set for players who love tight, interactive games and want cards that look incredible. Cross Force FB10, June 2026, the hottest release right now, introduces Vegito evolution mechanics, Genkidama spirit bomb synergies in red, new android synergies in black, and 5 fresh leaders including movie villains like Bajek. The meta asterisk shifted asterisk hard when this dropped, Vegito's fusion recursion is busted, the control tools are bonkers, and every color got new identity cards. This is the format-defining set, build here if you want to win tournaments this season. Booster boxes versus starter decks, where should your money go? Each deck is a complete tournament-legal 60-card build that teaches you one archetype. FS13 and FS14, the 2026 displays, include working strategies out of the box, Kid Buu control, Goku tempo, Vegeta Blue defense. You can sleeve up and hit your local tournament immediately without cracking a single booster. For beginners or casual players, this is the smart move. Learn the game, understand your colors, asterisk then upgrade with singles. Each pack hits you with 12 random cards plus a digital code. The expected value is lower than singles if you're building specific decks, but the experience is unmatched. Smart play, buy a starter deck to learn, then buy singles of the cards you need for your meta archetype, if you just want to vibe and open packs. Booster boxes are worth every penny for the dopamine hit. The competitive meta, decks you'll see at tournaments, Kidku, Kid Goku leader with a cost 2 or less extra card focus. The deck plays cheap spells and combos into 5 cost Sun Goku, childhood for double attack finishers. It's fast, consistent, and absolutely dominates casual metas. Deck synergy 9-10, difficulty 6-10, Kid Buu control, stall and boardlock city. Kid Buu's awakened effect freezes opponents' rested battle cards, and the deck runs creature lock effects and removal to grind out wins. It's slower but incredibly frustrating to play against. Deck Synergy 810, Difficulty 810. Satan City Yellow Aggro, energy cheat mechanics that let you play expensive threats for cheap. It's pure tempo, establish threats, push damage, finish with big threats when the opponent's out of answers. Tier 1 right now. Deck Synergy 910, Difficulty 710. Vegito Cross Force, the newest hotness. Uses Vegito's evolution mechanics to recur fused cards and generate card advantage. The deck plays control early, evolves into Vegito mid-game, then closes with fusion synergies. It's elegant and strong asterisk. Deck Synergy 1010, Difficulty 910. Bardock, built around Bardock leader synergies with Saiyan cards and power boost effects. Still crushes tournaments despite being from earlier in the format. Consistent, powerful, straightforward. Deck Synergy 810, Difficulty 610. Vegeta Blue, control-focused Vegeta variant that locks down the opponent's board and wins through inevitability. Slower but incredibly safe if you know the meta. Deck Synergy 710, Difficulty 810. 1. Identify your playstyle. Do you want fast aggro, Kidku, Satan City, Grindy Control, Kid Buu, Vegeta Blue, or Synergy Combos, Vegito, Bardock? 2. Watch tournament results from your local scene, see what's winning and buy singles to test the archetype. 3. Start with a starter deck to learn the mechanics, then pivot to singles if you want to optimize. 4. Test extensively in casual play before investing in tournament entry fees. 5. Keep watching the meta, new sets shift everything, and your archetype might need updates. Where to buy and current prices, June 2026. Check multiple retailers before committing. You might find older sets heavily discounted at GameStop or Target while TCG player sellers are still asking premium. Also, singles from sites like Card Trader or TCG Player are way more cost-efficient than booster boxes if you're building a specific competitive deck. How to start a buying guide by player level beginner, never played TCGs before. 1. Play casually with friends for 2 to 3 weeks. 3. Watch Dragon Ball, GG deck guides. 4. Hit your local tournament casual intermediate, want to win locals not nationals. 1. Identify which meta deck resonates with you. 3. Crack a booster box for fun, keep the hype alive. 5. Grind locals weekly competitive, grinding regionals, want optimal shells. 1. Crack dual evolution or cross force boxes for collection sealed events. 3. Stay current with meta updates, buy new cards as the format shifts. 4. Keep 3 to 4 tuned decks for best of 3 tournaments. 5. Network with top players, share tech, iterate collector, want every super alt art. 1. Target specific sets, dual evolution for Gogeta variants, cross force for Vegito art. 2. Buy booster boxes to hunt rares. 3. Consider PSA grading for premium hits. 4. Red flags and smart moves, aggro, control, and midrange all have tier 1 decks. Super alt art cards are gorgeous but not pay to win, gameplay is purely skill based. The community is welcoming and Bandai supports Fusion World with monthly tournaments and consistent set releases. This is a safe format to invest in. Final verdict. Dragon Ball Fusion World is the cleanest anime TCG on the market right now, and June 2026's Cross Force set just proved the format's here to stay. If you're a collector, Dual Evolution Super Alt Art Gogetas are asterisk frame perfect asterisk pulls. If you're competitive, Cross Force's Vegito synergies just shifted the entire metagame. Either way, the booster box chase is real, the gameplay is tight, and the community is welcoming. Crack your first box, find your tribe at your local game store, and welcome to Fusion World. Frequently asked questions. What's inside a Dragon Ball Fusion World booster box? 24 booster packs, each containing 12 random cards plus a digital promo code. Boxes include Secret Rare SCR, Super Rare SR, Rare R, Uncommon UC, and Common cards across 5 color categories. How do I play Dragon Ball Super Card Game Fusion World? 2 players start with 8 health on their leader card. You build decks from battle cards, characters, and extra cards, spells, support. Each turn has charge, main, and offense phases. Win by reducing opponent's leader to 0 health. What's the difference between Saiyan's Pride Dual Evolution and Cross Force? Saiyan's Pride FB08 focuses on Saiyan power and pride mechanics. Dual Evolution FB09 centers on fusion characters and awakening effects. Cross Force FB10, the newest set, introduces Vegito evolution mechanics and new color mechanics like Genkidama. Are starter decks tournament legal? Yes, Dragon Ball Fusion World starter decks are tournament legal and include functioning archetypes out of the box. They're perfect for learning before investing in booster boxes for deck refinement. What are the current meta archetypes? Kidku Extra Focused Fast Aggro, Kid Buu Board Control Install, Satan City Energy Cheat Yellow Aggro, and Vegito-based decks from Cross Force are tier 1 strategies. Bardock and Vegeta Blue remain competitive. Should I buy singles or booster boxes? For competitive play, buy singles of cards you need. For sealed tournaments or casual play, booster boxes offer the full experience. Starter decks are best for beginners who want to learn before investing heavily. What's a Super Alt Art card and why do they matter? Super Alt Arts are premium, collectible card versions with special artwork. They're rarer than regular Alt Arts and command higher prices. In gameplay, they're identical to regular versions but sought by collectors.